Spotlight. This is Akashwani. In the program Spotlight, we bring you a discussion on modernizing Indian railways, new trains and infrastructure in focus. The participants are Arunendra Kumar, former chairman Railway Board, and Anubha Rothke, anchor.
Indian Railways has been the lifeline of the nation over the decades, transporting both men and material to all four corners of the country. A vast railway network such as India's requires constant maintenance, upgradation and modernization. Mr. Arunendra Kumar, former chairman Railway Board, now joins me in Akashwani's Spotlight program to discuss the various aspects of the modernization of Indian Railways. Mr. Kumar, welcome to the program.
Namaskar.
Let me begin with the development that happened today. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav flagged off some trains in Gujarat in person and virtually. These trains were the Bhavnagar-Ayodhya Cant train, one train from Rewa to Pune and another from Jabalpur to Raipur. Let's first listen into what the Railway Minister had to say about these trains.
बहुत ही गौरव की बात है कि माननीय प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी के बड़े विजन के साथ रेलवे में एक बड़ा परिवर्तन हो रहा है. नई पटरियां बन रही है, नई तरह की ट्रेन्स आ रही हैं और आज बहुत खुशी की बात है कि भावनगर से अयोध्या धाम को जोड़ने वाली नई ट्रेन आज चालू हुई है. मध्य प्रदेश में दो गाड़ियां रवाना हुई है, एक रीवा से पुणे और दूसरी जबलपुर से रायपुर.
Mr. Vaishnav, along with the three trains that we just heard the minister talking about, he also shared some important information, including the fact that 34,000 kilometers of new railway tracks have been laid over the past 11 years and 1,300 stations are being redeveloped across the country. There are other upcoming projects also, you know, which he talked about, including building a coach maintenance facility, two Gati Shakti cargo terminals and a container terminal. How important are such modernization measures to meet the needs of one of the world's fastest growing economies?
The new tracks, which have been 34,000 kilometers since 2014. New track changes the basic way area looks at the development. If you approach that area with railway, with a track, which means that more is to follow, both in terms of passenger trains as also in terms of freight trains. And that is the history of growth in India. If you see East UP 25, 30 years ago and now, the penetration of railways has been so strong. You see the penetration now happening in Kashmir area, with these trains have reached Srinagar. The scenario will change. What has changed is the technology has brought this possible, and the speed of laying the track, that is commendable, and laying a safe track. It's not that you lay a track today and tomorrow gets rejected or washed out. So the new tracks are really doing great things. As far as container terminal and Gati Shakti terminals, cargo terminals, these are basic requirements, because container terminal is philosophy is that you collect malls from all the adjoining areas and transport them either in domestic scenario through train or road, or to international scenario through, again, road, rail, and then through ships. So this is very important. Only thing in the side that our logistic costs are pretty high as compared to the global cost. And the Modi government has launched a national logistics commission, which is aiming to reduce this cost and make it competitive. So this is great movement which has taken place. Coming to Samruddhi Bharat station, the basic concept is changing. Some time ago when we had service, you know, if you install, make one retiring room at a station, it was a big thing. Now, what the government is doing is, through this Samruddhi Bharat station scheme, is that they will collect all such requirements as one packet and then make completely change the way a station looks like, which means you have escalators, you have lifts, you have good lighting, good roofing, good platform. So these things are happening.
You spoke about technology. Now, there is an eager anticipation for the completion of India's first bullet train service, which will run from Mumbai to Ahmedabad. And Mr. Vaishnav today talked about it. He said that the work on the project is progressing at a fast pace and the train will start very soon. Once finished, journey time between Mumbai and Ahmedabad will be reduced to only 2 hours and 7 minutes. Now, India aims to become a developed nation by 2047. What role will a project like this play in achieving that goal in terms of better, faster connectivity between important economic regions of the country?
Bullet train, this is the first dose of high technology in India. And anything over 300 kilometers is a big thing. The investments change, the outlook change, the regulations change, safety requirements are totally, totally different. The rolling stock changes, and you have to have a separate track which does not run anything other than bullet train. Now, the progress part has already been mentioned by the Honorable Minister, and under the vision of Prime Minister, Mr. Modi, this is taking shape, because he started it after a long debate, which was was happening in the previous government, and we are seeing the reality. The first thing that should happen, of course, land acquisition now is a done story. Construction is also very fast pace. The bridges and pillars and everything is on. Station construction is on. The eyes are all set on the type of rolling stock that we are going to have. And timing, 2 hours, we have 300 kilometers on an average. Let's say 320 kilometers on an average, and Mumbai Ahmedabad is 508 kilometers. So 2 hours with stoppages is a very common thing, not a difficult thing. It will change the way things are going to change. This is the first project. There are 7 more identified in the country. It takes a lot of money, a lot of time, and lots of new technology, new mindset. So that is going to take time. It's just not rolling out another post-production line, which we are quite used to. So, but it's taking shape, and that is the credit goes to the Prime Minister, Mr. Modi, as well as the Railway Minister, Mr. Ashwini Rashid.
Mr. Kumar, in the last few months, we've been witness to two infrastructural marvels of the Indian Railways, the Chenab Bridge, which is world's highest railway bridge, and the new Pamban Bridge, which is India's first vertical lift rail sea bridge, rather. So along with these bridges, what are the other significant measures taken by the railways in the last decade or so to modernize its infra?
See, the bridges, what we are seeing is one is better than the another. We had a bogey wheel bridge, this composite bridge over Brahmaputra. Long, long delays, but it has been happening, it has been done. Chenab Bridge is almost to a schedule, not very much out of time span. Same thing is with Pamban Bridge, a new lift bridge. It was the bridge lift technology was there, but very, very old, and it was blocking the movement of the freight, this sea traffic. So a new one has come up. The bridges, we have become very, very independent, completely make in India, and don't really see that a foreign firm is demanding, dictating terms on this side. It is not coming in the way anymore now, whether it's mountains, tunnels or bridges. The railway is there. We have projects now from all the Char Dham. Rishikesh is going up to Rudraprayag very soon. We'll be hearing about something more on that. Kashmir is already begun. The extension of the line in Kashmir to further to up north is also being considered. And also in Himachal Pradesh, these things are being considered.
What about the other steps, such as, you know, we have introduced Kavach, we have made provisions for those unmanned railway lines. How important and how significant, which would you say have been the most significant measures taken?
There is a technology change. You have to depend on something. Kavach is a way that two trains on the same track should not happen. And if they come, they should stop automatically. Now, if that has to happen and technology has to be Indian, so it has gradually grown from 2001, 2002. There were a lot of hiccups. Everything is now being now optionalized. It is all available for commercial use. It is being used. Delhi, Mumbai and Delhi, Calcutta are being intensively taken up, and we hear stories every day that particular section has been operationalized for Kavach, which is a big significant achievement. Unmanned level crossings were the greatest scar for us. Van getting stuck and the train coming and ramming into it or things of that sort. The driver could not see, very heavy fog. I've seen very pathetic sights in which gate gets closed and a school van gets logged in between and gets smashed. So all those stories are now matter of the past. It's not happening anymore. Similarly, manned level crossing is not a safe thing because wherever such interaction happens, there is a problem. We have to eliminate that, and that is being also eliminated by road over bridges and under bridges and underpass as well. And those are getting out slowly and slowly because any intersection of rail and road is a safety hazard.
Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav also spoke about how the stations have been improving in the last few years. Let's listen to what he had to say.
11 वर्ष पहले अगर किसी स्टेशन पे जाते तो स्टेशन पे खड़े होना दूभर होता था. इन 11 वर्षों में मोदी जी ने रेलवे में बहुत बड़ा परिवर्तन किया है. आज स्टेशन साफ सुथरे होते हैं, नए स्टेशन बन रहे हैं, गाड़ियां साफ सुथरी है और एक नए विजन के साथ काम कर रहे हैं जिससे कि नए तरह का रेलवे गढ़े, नए तरह का भारत बने.
Since 2014, the Modi government has made a capex allocation of more than 17 lakh crore rupees to the railways. This shows the government's commitment to modernizing railway infrastructure. We now have trains such as Vande Bharat, Amrit Bharat and Namo Bharat Rapid Rail. Let's first listen into what the railway minister said about these trains today.
Amrit Bharat gaadi nahi chalu hui hai. Abhi kareeb 8 gaadiyan aisi chal chuki hai. Amrit Bharat gaadi mein Vande Bharat jaise feature, lekin jo hamare ekdam kam ticket wali wo gaadi hai. Vande Bharat jaisi hi sabhi suvidhaein purane zamane ki technology ko bhul kar ekdam naye zamane ki technology lekar उस गाड़ी का निर्माण किया है.
Mr. Kumar's average Indian doesn't really now need to travel abroad anymore to experience world-class train travel. All kinds of facilities and amenities are available to them right here in India and at a cost which suits their pockets. What would you say to that?
I only will say that now we should have people from abroad coming to see India. A travel should happen. The simple example, if you come even to a 3AC coach, you get a bedroll, two bed sheets, pillow, a towel and a blanket. And this is applied to every passenger in that train in 3AC, 2AC and 1st AC. And it's there when you come. It's a luxury in real sense. Leave aside so many other things. There is a person on the train to clean the train at any time during the train journey. It doesn't happen anywhere in the world. You have four toilets in every coach. Abroad, you have toilets, one toilet in every alternate coach. This kind of changes we see in India only. Of course, the demand is there. Passengers are more. So this is why I'm taking off experience. As far as Indian experience, rail experience is concerned, it's completely different. We don't hear a story that AC in a train is not working. Very rarely now, it gives you very good feeling. The comfortable ride, the timing, punctuality, trains are going on time by and large. So we will now be having people coming from abroad. If you see the Srinagar train, this will be that people hop over from Katra to Srinagar and come back just for the scenic part of it. Perhaps the best scenic train in the world, this kind of bridges, tunnels. So Indian Railways will become a role model for the whole world. Rather than we catching up, they have to catch with us.
Coming to another aspect in the modernization efforts of the Indian Railways, there have been instances of stampedes at railway stations as recently as February this year at the New Delhi Railway Station. Now, the government has come up with measures to handle heavy rush, including creation of permanent holding areas, allowing passengers, only those passengers with confirmed reserved tickets, direct access to platforms. How important are such measures to prevent mishaps in the future?
Every stampede is a learning experience for Indian Railways. And all said and done, Indian Railways has to take care of itself, and that they have done. The best part is that you have to have a hold area, because people feel that if you have to take a train, why not go to the station and wait there? They'll come 2 hours early, they will come 6 hours early and wait at the platform or in the station premises. Indian Railways realized this, and that's why this hold-up concept has come up at large number of places, and where it has not come up, like Delhi, we heard, it was not there. It's now being set up and it's going to come. The best example in the newly developed stations of hold-up area is at Ayodhya station, Ayodhya Kent station, where a new one has come. And there is a hold-up area over the roof of all the tracks of this station. For 5,000 people, very wide, I've seen that, and it's a place to be seen. This is a covered area because it could be rains also, sun also, nighttime. It is a covered area, safe area. There is an outside area also where people can be brought in, and then you can go down to the platform and the train can. And they happen in small bits of time when there is a mela, where there is a big festival. So people are geared for it and they learn from every unpleasant happening or challenge which they face.
In the next few years, which are the areas where railways need to focus to continue with its modernization drive?
First thing is that if I want to travel on railways, I should be able to buy a confirmed ticket. People are now willing to pay extra price. Tatkal was one experiment which has become very successful, that you read it before, you get a ticket at that extra cost. But still, people are willing to pay. And at last moment, I have some way of getting a confirmed ticket. I don't have to look around. This is one big aspiration which Indian Railways is expected to meet. And that is likely to happen in a greater way, not 100%, when there are dedicated freight corridors which are quite well functional now. Second is this Vande Bharat night services, where you have, it is only on the day side when you have sitting facility. The night services with the berth facility will start. That is a very big thing. Third thing which is catching up is the rail transit across metros, big cities like Delhi to Meerut, Delhi to Alwar, Delhi to Panipat, Sonipat, like that. And Namo Bharat, RRTS, Delhi-Meerut, 85 kilometers is the first example. Another thing which is catching the imagination now is the hydrogen fuel train, which has just made a debut, though on a very small scale, but someday you have to start, and that start has come all by Indian effort.
Mr. Arunindra Kumar, thank you so much for speaking with Akashvani.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on modernizing Indian Railways, new trains and infrastructure in focus. The participants were Arunendra Kumar, former chairman, Railway Board, and Anubha Rothke, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the New Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.
Spotlight.